Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Eddie Gonzalez with us. He was like, man, sorry I missed last week's show. I was like, man, it's good, bro. I was in Vegas. It didn't bother me a bit. It didn't. I was out there living that Eddie Gonzalez life.
He did not care.
Nah, man. I was out there to see your boy. I know you're not a fan, man, but Kendrick and SZA put on a show, bro.
I keep hearing that. I'm not going to lie. I keep hearing that.
I know that's not your bag, but whew, that show was spectacular.
I enjoyed the last SZA tour. I love SZA. I always will.
SZA's a rock star, man.
I definitely keep hearing that the show is crazy.
Nah, SZA, like, I told KC when I got back, like, this is the gold standard for a stadium show. Like, you put two winners on a show and let them go back and forth the way that they did, like intertwining their sets together, and two just dramatically sets where, like, SZA performs like the only way I could describe it is like a rock star. She is, she's fire, man. She is absolutely amazing.
The only complaint I've heard about the show, only real complaint, is that it was too long, which if you're a fan of both, even if you're just a fan of one, a concert that lasts too long is never a bad thing. You enjoy that every time.
Yeah, I mean, it was 3 hours with those two, and that's not counting Mustard's open that, you know, went for about 35, 40 minutes where he got everyone, you know, pretty turned up.
That's your money's worth, though, man. That's one of those things.
Yeah, and that concert wasn't cheap, so I'm glad it didn't end early. Yeah, that concert was not cheap. Man, there's a lot of things I want to talk to you about. What did you think about last night?
Man, you know, I won't lie. Like, third quarter, you know, it's just constantly been this, like, 11-point game. Mm-hmm. I'm watching a lot of Lou Dort. I'm watching a lot of Obi Toppin. I'm like, I'm turning into a hater. Like, man, I need the super teams. I need that. I was on that, right? Because I'm like, this don't feel big. But the fourth quarter is starting nodding up. And there's just something about the Pacers. They're just relentless. Mm-hmm. And we kind of know it now, so we keep our eyes tuned to it. We're waiting for the big push, and they would chip away six and then go back to 12 and then four and then go back to 12. And they're at four a bunch of times. But there was a tension late in that fourth quarter, and I got worried because they both got in the penalty like 4 minutes to go, and I'm like, oh, we're going to hit a free throw fest. But there was like a tension. There was like a apprehension from the players and aggressiveness that was like, okay, this is the finals. Like, yes, it's not Steph and KD versus LeBron and Kyrie. Yes, it's not Kawhi. It's not Giannis. But this is the finals. So that last 4 or 5 minutes, incredible. And obviously that shot is one of those things, like, when it happens, we tend to be a little hyperbolic. But that was an all-time great shot.
Yeah.
Like, there's just no way around it. It was a legendary shot right there in the moment. You salute to Tyrese Halliburton. And we're at the point now where, like, look, they have three more games to win. But his ascension is the story of this playoffs, this season, really. Like, this is how we'll look back at this season. And his ascension into this level of just closer I know everybody's debating the superstar or where he at on the point guard list and all this stuff. He didn't have a great game yesterday. He had a great final 3 minutes. But his ascension to this level of player and entity that we look at, that's the story of the playoffs right now. And that was incredible. Like, you just had to sit tip your hat.
But to me, that last point you just made kind of accentuates Tyrese Halliburton's stardom. Like you noted, bro was not good yesterday. He was probably a little too passive than the Pacers needed him to be. Obviously, the amount of turnovers they had there in the first half, whether they're your turnovers or you're not, you're the point guard. You're gonna bear responsibility for that. But still, I knew when that ball came off, I was screaming, give him the ball. And I knew as soon as it hit his hands, it's not going nowhere. Y'all could run around the floor all you want to. This is going to be Ty's shot. And it's just going to be a matter of if it drops or if it's not. And I commend him for not settling for a three. And even more so, I commend him for not driving to the basket, because OKC beat their ass at the rim last night, especially in the fourth quarter. And the fact that he went DeMar DeRozan mid-range and won the game there, I thought was beautiful.
It was. And I text Kevin, like, the midi for the game, like, we were excited. We were kind of laughing in our group chat because it was like, he got to the midi because he had to, not necessarily because he wanted to, but it doesn't matter. It was a great shot. I did the same thing as you. I forget who got the rebound, but it ended up Obi Toppin's hand. And if you was on my stream on playback, I mean, you say, yo, give up the ball. Like, not you, anybody but you. I was
and Obi Toppin was shooting great last night.
And he was doing great, but right. I did not want to.
That's
Obi
right.
Toppin finally shot.
Yeah.
He was 5-9 for three. I think 5-8 from 3 last night. He had a great game. Incredible game.
Yep.
I was laughing with, she's a beat writer for The Athletic, Shakia Taylor, and she's on the Pacers beat. And we've been talking about like the Obi, not the Obi, the Hallie stinker in each round. He just has like a 6-point game randomly out of nowhere. And I'm like, damn, this is the Hallie stinker. And then he finishes it like that. So working through that, getting to that mid range, like I was happy for him. Like no relationship, no nothing with him. It was just like, this is just dope to watch him go through this. You know what I mean? And it, I feel like this is how I'll remember the playoffs. I've been saying Pacers in six, kind of like voting with my heart.
Okay.
But there's just something to their offense. Their defense is strong as well. Their defense is just as relentless as their offense. They pressure you full court. They're all over the place. I will say, though, watching that Oklahoma City Thunder defense in the first half and just how fast they are and how good they are with their hands. There's so many plays where it's like...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, that had to have been a foul where they strip somebody low or they jump a passing lane. And then you see a replay and it's like, no, all ball. No, they just got there. The Lou Dort block.
That Lou Dort block. That was crazy.
And it was just like, a great play, great hand-eye coordination. He just got a great block. But, man, still in the split in OKC, this opens up the possibilities of this series. Now, if they leave out there 2-0 like they did in New York, oh, my goodness. We have a new era upon us in this league.
See, that was – you were talking about watching them do that, watching them walk it out. I mean, we use this phrase all the time. Tyrese used it last night on SVP. He's like, we just walk those guys down. Like, we walk our opponents down. We know, yo, if we're at 15, get to 10, get 10 to 5, get 5 to 0, and we'll go from there. To see them do that against OKC is spectacular. But to see them do it again, like, if you're Mark Dagnall, you're SGA, you're the Oklahoma City Thunder, you know this is their marker. Like, just like OKC's marker is running away with a game. And there were so many points last night where it felt like the Pacers, they hit like 4 or 5 game-saving shots. Like, all right, if they had missed that one, that would have been it. But they hit the 3, okay, the lead didn't go to 15, it stayed at 12. It didn't go to 12, it stayed at 9 or whatever. And they were able to fend off what OKC does well, and OKC wasn't able to fend off what Indiana does well. And I don't know how Indiana has been able to do that so many times this postseason, but their marker this entire postseason has been coming back from these ridiculous fourth quarter deficits, putting doubt out there, and then ultimately winning a game.
Yeah, I would love to know what their conditioning routine is for that team, what their regimen is, what they're doing in the preseason, what they do throughout the season, because they just don't tire. You know, I seen a lot of people mentioning that the Thunder went 11 deep last night. The Pacers went 10 deep.
Yeah.
And everybody contributed. Everybody had a moment. Everybody did something. They kind of remind me of this, like a boxer who's stalking you, and you just can't get him off you. And eventually you're just overwhelmed and you're just more tired than him. Or you get that in MMA too. Like, some guys just have gas tanks that beat you more than their punches do. Mm-hmm. And they did it again. There was a couple plays that it was in the last, I think, minute, maybe 2 minutes. Shai tried to like dribble break down Nembhard, and he just couldn't get past him. He couldn't get a shot, and he just gave it to J-Dub and moved. And J-Dub ended up taking a terrible layup that was the play where Pascal Siakam almost got the rebound on his replay. But it was just like, it was just a tired play. It was just like, yo, we need this bucket from you, Shai. And he's just like, I need a second. The shot he ended up missing right before Shai before Halliburton hit his shot was short. It was leaning, fading, short.
Yep.
Those guys look tired late, and it's just at some point what the Pacers do isn't a fluke. And I think we hit that point last series.
That's it.
And now it's just like, this is just what those guys do. You got to play 48 full minutes. Some games you're going to have to play 53 full minutes. The Pacers are going to do it, and you're going to have to do it too. I was watching. I said on my stream, hand to God, in that first half, I said, yo, these guys have 15 turnovers, and they're not getting blown out by 800 right now. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to win this game.
Yeah.
Once they figured out they're going to win this game, they only have 4 turnovers in the second half. They calmed down. They started hitting their big shots, started hitting their threes. Like you mentioned, some of those shots, they were hitting just timely shots late. It's like, Nesmith hit a shot. I was like, yo, they needed that at the end of the clock. And he just spun around and threw it up, and he made it. Miles Turner hit a bank shot that was like
crazy.
Yo, they had to keep it within 3 and hit a bank shot. The Nembhard 3 we keep watching, that was just like, this is a guy like, I'm going to shoot it. Like, I don't care who's guarding me. I don't care what. I'm going to shoot it. Shai actually did a great job. Everybody's laughing at him. Shai got a good hand up. He stayed with him. He just made a crazy shot. That team is insane. And what I love about this team is they are a consummate team. It's 5-10 dudes just contributing on both sides of the court. They were attacking Halliburton late, and you could say he's the defensive weak link on that team, but everybody's working on that team.
Yeah.
Halliburton and Pascal Siakam included. It's fun watching them, man. Like I said, I was hating in the third quarter. Once it tensed up in that fourth, it was fun watching. I'm excited for game two now.
Yeah, you mentioned the turnovers in the first half. I had to watch I watched part of the game. I had to listen to part of it on the radio going to the TV studio, and watching it, it's just like, man, they're just crazy with the ball right now. But you're seeing the game in like full perspective of like, yeah, okay, OKC didn't really get anything out of that. The game just kept living around like 8, 9, 10, 11. Then I get in the car, and it's like, it felt like the Pacers were losing by 30 because every play, like every other play, they were turning the ball over. And maybe you're like processing, you know, like audibly what's happening in this game and not recognizing that OKC isn't scoring off of this. And when PJ, I remember I went to get out of the car like, man, what is this? PJ was like, yeah, it's a 9-point game with such and such time. What? They just turned the ball over 4 times. How is it a 9-point game? But for the Thunder to not do something that they did so well this season, and that's capitalizing off of people's turnovers or capitalizing off their opponents' turnovers, Man, that was a huge plus. And you mentioned those five turnovers in the second half. That three ball fell at a greater rate for them. A lot of things went right for the Pacers last night, but I'd make the argument a lot of things didn't. And they have I know OKC's feeling like they could set up a good game plan for game two. I know Indiana feels the exact same way.
Yeah, that's kind of my takeaway from the game. Like, in a lot of ways, they won a game they shouldn't have. They had to pull, they had to snatch it from the jaws of defeat. Whereas the Thunder, you look at the Thunder, like we feel like we played great. Shea had a great game. We didn't exactly spread the points around. Shea had a great game. We were up big late. We were up 15 in the fourth quarter. Like, this is what we wanted. Our defense was 20 turnovers in the first half. Like, what more can you ask for at that point? For those dudes to still win that game, if you're the Pacers, you got to go, yo, Hallie will be better next game. We'll shoot better. We'll take care of the ball better. We'll be a more complete effort. But, like, let's not make this a five-minute sprint every time we play. And I like where we're sitting. And that's exactly how I'm seeing it, too. And, I'm sure the Thunder are like, look at what they had to do to beat us. The Pacers are like, look at what they had to do to be close to us.
Like, you know, look, yeah, 38 from SGA last night.
It's fascinating. I'm super excited for this series, like way more than I was in the middle of the game. And one thing, like, to get on my pedestal real quick, all this small market, big market, superstar, I don't know why we care about that stuff as basketball fans. Like, I don't know why we turn into marketing experts and we do this, that, and the third. Yeah. It's weird to me. When they throw the ball up, I don't care what market is playing. I don't care who they got free agents, and I don't care who got what shoe. I want to see good games. And in that game, like I said, I started the game saying, man, where's Jokic? Where's the superstars? In that game, I was screaming and cussing in the air. So
None of that matters. Dog was hyped, too. Yeah, dog was hyped for the game, too.
It just did the New York thing where it just started raining out of nowhere, like pouring. And he's like, what is this?
Yeah, he's supposed to be doing that out here. Ain't supposed to be doing that.
Right.
You mentioned your boy a minute ago, KD. For some reason, he was in the news this week, not him specifically, but his name was out there. And your man Shams Charania said there's 5 to 6 teams who have expressed interest in Kevin Durant. I'm sure the number is a lot greater than that. What's this offseason look like for KD? Because it seems to be he's not going back to Phoenix. Like, you've dropped some teams that you think he would be great on. But what do you think this looks like now that it appears to be heating up a little bit?
Yeah, we've been talking every day, been working the wire, been talking to everybody, been talking to Shams and hearing kind of the noise of it. And we're at that point now where the draft is 10 days away, a few weeks away.
Mm-hmm.
The Suns have hired their GM, they've hired their coach, and they're ready to get to Willing and Dealing. And the first activity for the summer is trade Kevin Durant. You know, that went from like, now the rubber's hit the road and they're ready to trade KD. I think there's been some communication. I think there's some understanding of the teams that are interested. And the teams are pretty much the same. I mean, I'm not going to break the news that Shams breaking, but you're looking at the Rockets, you're looking at the Spurs. Mm-hmm. The Spurs are a team that finally got mentioned a little bit more. You're looking at the Spurs, looking at the Clippers, who have been kind of loud about their interest and maybe some of his former teammates kind of letting the world know that they want him over there. You're also looking at the Wolves and the Knicks, and the trades are a little different for each team. I think the Suns have to decide what they want. And what I'm curious about is if Kevin has a preferred destination, does that actually register for the Suns? Do they care? Do they want to honor that?
Yeah.
If Kevin has a preferred destination, but that team isn't given the biggest best offer, how far do the Suns honor that before they say, hey, you know what, KD, we love you. We loved having you here, but we're going to have to take that other offer because it got a little bit more and got a little bit more of what we want. I think that's the scenario we're coming up on. I expect the trade to happen maybe a day or two before the draft, like not draft night. It'll be done before that. I think the Suns prefer a pick in this draft so they can replenish a little bit, get a player.
Yeah.
So that makes that 10 pick in Houston really enticing. That makes that 14 pick with the Spurs really enticing. But those might not even be on the table for all we know. But it's gonna start moving here a lot soon. We're gonna get a lot more Shams tweets about this soon, and we're gonna get a deal. And as far as Kevin, I mean, we started the offseason like, man, I ain't tripping about none of this. I'm waiting. Nothing can happen after the finals till like now. he kind of knows it's going to happen, and he's – damn. He kind of knows it's going to happen. He,
man, no wonder the dog upset. What was that, hail that just hit your house? Man.
Stop. See? So – I thought the radio was the dog's
a Kings fan. That's all right. We're a dog friendly show. Dog's a Kings fan. They were like, wait, Rockets, Spurs, Wolves, Knicks, Clippers, where the Kings at?
But yeah, I think we're at the point where Kevin's like, all right, whatever happens, happens. It is what it is. He's still enjoying his offseason. He's still chilling, getting his work in. If you follow you know, all of the basketball accounts, you see Kevin, he's at the gym every day now and he's focused on that. So it's whatever happens, happens. So what it's, I think is gonna be the interesting part of that story is obviously where he goes. And if he decides to sign an extension or not, and I don't think that's a guarantee in any scenario.
It's a serious question. How does he feel about Tom Thibodeau?
I've seen that conspiracy theory. I've seen that whole scenario. Look, let me tell you, because I see it about Giannis too. No, nothing to do with that. Tom Thibodeau, that's all about who's already in that house over there.
Yeah, I believe that.
Not to get too deep into the weeds with the Knicks, but I would tell you like this. That's a little bit of a madhouse over there. So there's a lot of disgruntled people feeling away about where that team is at and everything that I deal with on a daily basis out there. A lot of them. And so I'm not surprised Tibbs is gone. I'll be very interested to see who's replaced for this because you're stepping in a little bit of a circus out there. And I'm not sure that that team, whether they get Kevin, whether they get Giannis, whether they whatever they do this summer, that team might have maxed out this year. I don't know what more they can add and offer to improve upon what they did. They were two games away from the finals. And if you're getting fired for that, then, you know, what is the expectation level over there?
Yeah, I mean, clearly, like, that contingent felt like they built a team. I mean, we said this when the Mikal Bridges trade happened. That team was built to beat Boston. That's what they were put together to do, and they did it. Salute. They didn't do anything else after that, but they beat Boston. And that probably left them – I mean, it's probably more frustrating to lose the way that they did than if they had lost to the Celtics themselves. I'm with you, though. I think that team probably has maxed out. Like, I think that team probably is as good as they're going to be. And an addition of Kevin Durant, it's always going to be enticing. But how else are you going to – you've got a Mikal Bridges issue there that you got to work with. I don't know if he's part of that deal. You probably have a Karl Anthony Towns issue that you got to figure out. Maybe he's a part of that deal, but I'm with you. Obviously, being far removed from where you are, I feel this Knicks team's got some issues.
Yeah, and look, they were never stuck on that roster as it was. So I expect some movement this summer if they get the opportunity. Like they're gonna jump into all of these trades and try to get these guys. They offered OG and Mitchell Robinson at the deadline for Kevin. Now, however you feel about that deal and if the Suns should have took it, that was there. That was there to be had. The money matches, this, that, and the third. They didn't take it. I'd imagine their offer this summer is going to be very similar, whether it's going to be OG or Mikal Bridges, but it'll be something along those lines. I've seen some reports this week that it won't be Karl Anthony Towns. They won't. I don't think the Suns are in on him, want him, care about that necessarily. Giannis, that trade, that probably would center around Kat. If Giannis does decide to get out, but Giannis is probably sticking around, waiting to make his decision, waiting to see what the Bucks are going to do. That's going to carry on throughout the summer. But I'd expect some changes there for sure. Mikal Bridges is extension eligible. He's, you know, they're trying to figure out what his fit is there. If he fits better another place, he's got a ton of trade value. They traded a ton for him. But yeah, I expect some movement out there and whether it's KD, Giannis or anything else out there, I think they're gonna do some shuffling.
I always said I was going to die on the Mikal Bridges hill. I don't think I want that death anymore. I don't know. I loved Mikal. Like after Phoenix, like I thought he was going to like emerge to like a A1 player in Brooklyn. It's like, all right, he's there alone. Like he's going to show like he's that dude. I don't know who he is as a player. I have no clue.
And I think, you know, I think, look, playing with Brunson is tough. He averages, like, the most touches and ball handling minutes in the league and all these stats about – basically, he has the ball more than everybody. And playing with a guy like that is tough. And for Mikal, you know, that limits your role. That first couple months in Brooklyn, that the honeymoon phase, I thought the same thing. I'm like, oh, he's a little bit better of a creator than I thought. he can get his shots a little more. Like, maybe there's something here. Maybe he's a 25 point per game guy who can play defense. You know, that all tailed off the next season, and you had to do a little more, and it didn't work as much. Same thing with the Knicks. Like, I always thought he could offer them a little more. He's had some great games. He closed out some great games in these playoffs. But, you know, it's going to be tough to get that opportunity next to Jalen Brunson, a player who just operates with the ball that much. And this isn't Jokic style offense where, yeah, I touch the ball every possession, but we move it and the ball pops a little more. This is a dude dribbling on the right corner in the right wing and working his way into the paint or whatever shot he wants for 15 to 20 seconds of possession. That's a little different and a little frustrating. But I'm with you. Like, there's some talent there. 5 first round picks, $40 million a year, man. Talent. I don't know. I might be getting off the wagon at that point too.
I love that I asked about Tom Thibodeau, and you know exactly what I was talking about.
Twitter's
funny, man. Twitter is absolutely hilarious. Man, we appreciate you, Eddie. I'm excited for this offseason. Sham said this might be. I think he told Pat McAfee. This might be the craziest offseason in NBA history.
Yeah.
You in on that?
I mean, you see a lot of names that could potentially move. We don't have no clue how the Celtics are feeling about their upcoming season. We know they want to get under the tax. They want to shed some salary. You know, it's almost a given that like somebody like Jrue Holiday is gone, but could they possibly move Jaylen Brown and stuff like that? And then you move all the way throughout the league. Trae Young has been rumored for forever. Ja Morant is in a situation where they're about to pay Jaren Jackson, and can they have all that salary over there? Zion Williamson is another one who is a possibility. Like, you know, they're going to test the waters. They're going to see what they can get. So many different guys. And then obviously you have Giannis and KD at the top of that, and they kind of shift everything after those first two dominoes fall. I think it is going to be a hectic offseason. This is where you kind of make your bones as a team. And you know, all of that small market stuff, you look at how these two teams are made in the finals. Some big trades for both.
Yeah.
And some great drafting for both. And then a couple little shrewd free agency pickups. So, like, there's always room to make money in this league and to pick up some talent. And I expect a lot of movement this summer for sure.
Yes, sir. No doubt. Eddie, we appreciate you as always. Thank you, my brother.
Yeah. Hey, sorry about Mother Nature and this fat dog, but it's good to see you, my man.
Yes,
I'll
sir.
I'll be back next week. I ain't missing my email again, man. My fault.
No doubt. No doubt. It's all love. We appreciate you, my man.
Have a good weekend, bro.
Yes, sir. You.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.